I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
We are joined by Ontario's Minister for Economic Development, Trade and Job Creation, Victor Fadeli. Sir, you've been in India, you're here for a mission to enhance trade ties, to improve bilateral relations, bilateral trade. You're hoping to get more from India and hoping to give more to India. How's been your stay so far? I mean, you're in Delhi, obviously not for the first time. How's the smog treating you?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for giving us this time today. Canada and India have long, warm relations. And so it's nice to be back here. The smog, I've been very busy in meetings, so I haven't let it get to even spend any time thinking about it. It's just, we're here for a business.
It's just mission. Something that's there, and you read about it, and it's not really affected you.
I think it shows the commitment we're making when we come to India at perhaps something that may be a tough time from the smog wise. I think that's a pretty good indication that we won't let anything stop us from expanding our great relations with India.
So when you're talking about expanding your great relations with India, tell me, what is this mission about? I mean, you here, you've been, obviously there are trade relations between India and Canada, have been there for centuries and for years now. But the problem is that the exports, Indian imports and exports, you know, they're a fraction of the total amount of the entire amount right now. What are you hoping to achieve out of this mission?
Well, you're absolutely correct that it's a fraction of the business that our countries do. India is 1% of Canada's exports, and in fact, Ontario, the province that we're from, is only 9% of that 1%. So I think that's why we're here. There's 1.3 billion people in India. I just came back from a trade mission in South Korea and in Japan. South Korea, we have two-way trade of more than 7 billion. Japan, we have two-way trade of more than 13 billion. But here in India, we have two-way trade of only 3.2 billion. Most of it is India to Canada, to Ontario. And we, out of Ontario, we only export less than $400 million Canadian to India. Very tiny amount. So that tells me we've got potential.
And huge potential at that. What are the points of areas of convergence as far as trade is concerned between Ontario and India?
We really see an opportunity in the infrastructure and in the technology sectors. We have huge expertise in infrastructure and planning and implementation. India has a huge desire and a huge need for infrastructure. So we have brought a trade mission with us with companies who are in the infrastructure sector. But this will sound a little unusual for a moment when I say Ontario is the number two automaker in North America, just behind Michigan, Detroit. We make just under 2 million cars in Ontario, the only place in Canada that makes cars, and Detroit makes just over 2 million, so we're the number two. But why I tell you that is we're also the number two IT, information technology cluster, in North America behind Silicon Valley. But the unique part of that is the fact that they're both in Ontario. Number two IT, number two automotive, so we know how to manufacture in Ontario. And that's really critical. We've got those two centers in Ontario, and I think that will be huge opportunity for Indian companies to come to Ontario as their gateway to the U.S. and to Mexico.
But tell me, in terms of automotive sector, what is it? What is the potential? You've had meetings here. I'm sure you met people here, and your delegation has interacted with companies here. What is the feedback that you're getting? What's the sense that you get?
Well, it's very strong. They realize under this new NAFTA 2.0, as a for instance, there's two things I'll make, two points I'll make. Number one, in the newly negotiated contract, the local content of material for a car, so the parts, right, now is going to grow under the new NAFTA from 62.5% to 75%. So there'll be a lot less shipping of parts from around the world into North America. They want them made in North America. So that's a genuine opportunity to come to a low-cost producing place like Ontario, where we've shaved the price of doing business. Because we're open for business and open for trade, we've really cut the cost to do business in Ontario. So that's my first point, is parts makers, come to Ontario and be part of NAFTA. The second point is, under free trade, this gives you, from operating in Ontario, $350 billion worth of trade with U.S., Canada, U.S., and Mexico. Come to Ontario, settle in Ontario.
But tell me, why wouldn't the companies go and set up shop, let's say, in Detroit, for instance?
In Ontario, number one, talent. Toyota Manufacturing, for instance, they make several vehicles in Ontario. Mm-hmm. They just recently made an additional $1.4 billion investment. They just won the J.D. Power Award. They are named the number one auto manufacturer in the world, not just the Toyota world, in the world. This tells the rest of the manufacturers, we understand advanced manufacturing in Ontario. This is where you need to be. And our Premier Doug Ford, has announced open for business, open for jobs, and open for trade. And that's why he has shaved out $5 billion of cost to do business last year has been removed through lower taxes. We have what we call an accelerated capital cost allowance, where we allow businesses to write off their new equipment in year. That alone saved almost $1 billion.
Right, that's so, a great sales pitch.
So there's a whole list I could give you of the costs that the government controlled that we took out of the system. Okay. $5 billion every year now going forward is removed. So the lower cost to do business in Ontario.
Great, so that's a great sales pitch. Now, moving on, let's talk about the MOUs that you have with a few of the Indian states, including Haryana, Andhra Pradesh. You've signed one recently with Karnataka. What do these MOUs entail, and how do they benefit both parties?
Well, I had a lovely conversation with the industry minister from Karnataka as well. They're all about collaboration. It means there's got to be something in it for both parties. And so that's why we, MOUs, maybe there some thoughts are, well, you can sign an MOU and pat each other on the back and be done. I don't think either of us are like that. I think this is a serious intention to make each place better because of that memorandum of understanding. And I think we work collaboratively.
Right. And what are the opportunities for collaboration or partnership that you see with the signature Indian programs like Make in India or Skills India and so on?
Well, I think we will be here to help enhance those various Made in India programs, those signature programs, through our infrastructure development. We have got massive experience in designing roads and highways. We've learned a lot about infrastructure, and I look forward to our Ontario companies being able to help India's signature programs become finished.
How are you hoping to enhance people-to-people ties? I mean, business apart, the tourism from Canada to India is already huge. The number of Indians living in Canada or wanting to go to Canada really and settle there is also huge. Are there any initiatives in offering for that?
Well, you hit it correctly. This is all about people to people. At the end of the day, all the business relationships in the world, set aside. It's about people. It's about looking in each other's eyes. So it really is all about people-to-people relationships that help bind those ties that we've made.
Right. Thank you, Minister. Thank you for your time. I know you're already running late, but I hope that the mission that you've come here for, you at least are able to achieve quite a bit and go back and deliver a success story. Thank you, and thanks. That's all for this week's episode.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.